Blog Talk Radio.
Who is playing?
Opa, e não me movem a agradecer por esta oportunidade. Te agradecemos por estarmos aqui com saúde para te servir e glorificar o teu nome. Abençoa cada ouvinte que estiver ouvindo, Senhor, e aqueles que também vão ouvir posteriormente no arquivo. Nada do inimigo se eu possa impedir que seja feita aqui a tua justiça, seja espalhada a tua luz e a tua verdade, e que toda a glória, toda a honra seja reservada para o Cordeiro, Jesus e Yeshua. E para mais ninguém. Em nome de Jesus. Amém. Irmãos, agradecemos mais uma vez a vossa presença. Hoje estamos trazendo uma questão muito delicada. Estaremos expondo, como diz a palavra de Deus, e condenando aqui obras de trevas. Conforme a palavra diz em Efésios, não comuniqueis com as obras infrutuosas das trevas, mas antes condenai-as, porque o que eles fazem em segredo, quer dizer, é uma vergonha. Mas todas as coisas se manifestam, sendo condenadas pela luz, porque a luz se manifesta a todos. Pelo que diz, desperta tu que dormes e levanta-te dentre os mortos, e Cristo te iluminará. Efésios 5, 11 a 14. Irmãos, é um programa que, infelizmente, provavelmente tem que ser o primeiro de muitos. Estaremos nas mãos de Deus para não condenar pessoas. Oramos por estas pessoas para que venham a ter um encontro com o verdadeiro Jesus, mas para condenar as obras. E neste dia nós paramos este dia porque estamos dando continuidade a um assunto delicado que se espalhou pela América nestes dias, que tem a ver com um certo tipo de ministério que só espalha medo e desgraça. E infelizmente pessoas que até começaram por dar bom fruto estão seguindo este caminho, preocupados apenas com audiências e ver quem espalha mais medo para ter mais seguidores. Então este programa vai ser totalmente dedicado a esta questão. Estaremos falando em inglês, porque mais uma vez temos os nossos convidados em inglês também. Temos gente do Chef Room que tem sido uma grande companhia para nós, que só entende inglês, mas eu peço a vocês que falam português que se munam de pessoas que entendam o inglês, porque não podemos manter um fluxo estando sempre a traduzir o que está sendo dito. É impossível, torna-se de alguma forma contraproducente. Então, por favor, quando divulgarem este programa, tragam alguém sabe falar inglês, que vos transmita na hora aquilo que está sendo transmitido. Se isto vos interessa, porque certamente esta guerra um dia chegará às portas da vossa casa. Então, que Deus vos abençoe, deixem-se ficar connosco e que em tudo o Senhor Jesus esteja sendo glorificado. Brothers and sisters, thank you again for your sweet presence. I welcome to all of you, those that I know already, that had frequently presence here, and those that are guests, they don't have a profile. I welcome you to all. I hope, sincerely hope, that at the end of this show, you will give your time for as a good investment. Unfortunately, I think that we will have to make a lot of shows like this. This is our call. We are not called to condemn people. We are called to condemn the works of darkness, the works of evil. For that, for those that accuse us to be cause of division of the body, they like to cite the Bible. I will quote the same Bible. In Ephesians 5, 11 to 14, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, because what they say in secret to say is a shame. But all these things are manifest, being condemned by the light, because the light manifests all. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from death, and Christ shall give you the light. Ephesians 5, 11 to 14. So, we have a draw. You use Bible, we use Bible. I want you to know that all the persons that we are going to talk here by name or profile, we pray that we found you in heaven one day. We don't condemn you. The Word of God, Jesus the Christ, will condemn you. If you don't repent of the works that you are doing and abusing the Scriptures, we don't condemn you. We don't want your bed. We don't want Paul Bigley to be harmed. I know that you will be hurt. We don't want people from Council of Time hurt. But I know they will hurt because there is a disease that is being spread through the hearts and minds of these people. They are deceived by false Christs, false servants, false promises, and they don't even understand when someone tries to warn them. Yesterday, we have made a great effort to recover some of the fruit that was being stolen to the body of Christ. And I believe by the feedback that we get, we have changed the course of much life that were being arrested on this wave of mud that is being spread through the internet to corrupt this instrument and to steal the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, we hope that more fruits will be recovered, more lives will awake, as the Scripture said. This is a fighting show, but we are not alone. We are going to expose here things with audio, with links that will take you to videos and to facts that will help you to see that we are not inventing things. We are not going to talk without bringing facts. And you will have the opportunity with these facts to decide by yourself with all the instruments that you need on the table to decide which course you will give to your life, where you will invest your time, maybe your money, if you want to help those that are trying or saying that are trying to spread the kingdom of God on this earth. We don't want is that you stay without a chance to know the hidden things that you don't know. We'll bring witnesses also to this show. And if you believe in the Bible, when we have at least two witnesses, you must start praying, because it's biblical, right? If I am one witness here, if I bring another person, you are in trouble. You have to check. You have to pray and ask God, where is the truth? So, I am using the Scriptures. I am using the Bible. Because these people, they use the Bible, as you will see. So, my brothers and sisters, this is a show that we will talk about. We will start talking about Paul Bigley. It's not the person Paul Bigley. It's the ministry of Paul Bigley, what he became to be, and the connection that he has now with another supposedly minister of the gospel that has a website called Council of Time. I was there on Council of Time. The witness that I will bring was there also. We were witnesses, eyewitnesses of what's happening there. Lots of other people that will hear this show are witnesses, are with us, because they came from there. So this is not against people that are on COT, Council of Time. This is not against Paul Beagle and his family. Please do not take this personally against them, because in my view, in our view here, they need salvation. They need to repent, or at least they need to awake for what they are doing. But it's God that will decide what are in his heart, in their heart. I don't want to harm people. I want to destroy the work, to expose, to bring to the light what a lot of people don't know. I left at least two friends there on COT, that the same people that take me there. By the Holy Spirit, they felt, and they paid a price for that, because the strong hold of the enemy that is installed there, they knew he served, put me there and the other ones with a purpose. It's to witness of the evil that is being spread there. We will go there, but as always, we cannot do nothing without the presence of our general. We cannot do nothing without Jesus. Not any Jesus, not the cosmic Jesus, not the force, not the force of the Jedi, but the Jewish Messiah called Yahushua, that comes from the tribe of Judah, that the Bible addresses as the Word of God, the only one who has eternal life for you. Not even the Bible has, not even the Scriptures have, only He. He is the Word of God. The rest is rhema Word of God. It's manifestations of the grace of God. So, putting this, let's worship Him, asking that He'll bring His peace, His protection, that the Holy Spirit guide us in all the truth, and only the bad things, not the good things that Paul Beagle and COT have made. Only the bad things can be burned by the power of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, Yahushua. There are fruits that will be, at the end, be completely stolen if we don't stop what happened in the middle of the path of this ministry. So, God bless you all. Let's worship the one that is the worthy of our praise, because He is the one. He is the one who never forget us, who never forget our name. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters.
Please. We'll be right back. sentado a la espera de un atardecer, flotando sobre un lago, viendo el cielo azul. Esta realidad me comienza a hablar de ti. Las aves muy temprano cantan tu canción. El césped del camino es un poema de tu indeleble voz que formó mi alrededor. Puedo sentirte cerca en brisa y en dolor, cuando me brinca el corazón al meditar. Estás en lo profundo de con las estrellas, me hablas y cada día siento que me muestras tu bondad.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to Jesus. Father, once again, I bring you your people. I put all your body on your hands now. And let the good fruit remain in each heart, in each mind, each spirit, each soul that belongs to you. Those that are here, those that will be heard, that they may be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and let the darkness be removed from each one of your sons. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, my brothers and sisters, let's start another battle. As you can see, I know very well what I am going to have to do on this day. It's night already, because before we do the shows, me and my brothers in arms here in Portugal, and I know there are a lot of them also all around the world, you see, let's pray for this show. This can only get the audience that we now have, because it's God's plan. We have less than one year that we are with this show live. We'll make a year in September, so this is not our intelligence, this is not our power, this is the project that God revealed to us. So every time we have to make a decision to expose something, first we pray. We have to be sure that it is God's will to be done. And if we are doing this today, that's because we have prayed. And before I will start to exposing what I need to expose, I want to give you two signs that God gave us while we were praying about what was happening with these ministries, especially what was happening on the Council of Time website. This is not from now. I was there. I was needed to there in February of this year, and I stayed there around 2 or 3 months, not every day, but time enough to see what was happening. And what God showed us, I will bring here, because we have brothers here that they are used on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know what is your background. I don't know if you really believe that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are still operating on these days. We do, and we have proofs, because we have been looking for these gifts, and God has been distributed. So there were two visions that come when we were praying and asking direction about what we have to do with the knowledge that now we have that is happening on the back doors of these ministries. And when we were praying about Michael from Council of Time, because it's a shadow figure, it's not a real man, he doesn't have a face, he doesn't have a photo, he doesn't have an address, okay? It's just a shadow. It was very interesting what God showed on a vision to one of our brothers in arms. He is showing someone that was vomiting on a plate, a big plate. And when he handed his vomit, were coming another person around that plate to eat from that vomit. Of course, this was a surprise, because we also have fear of God. We don't want to touch brothers, don't want to touch in people that need salvation and that we are going to be used by the enemy to create more difficulties for them to see Christ. So when we see, when we saw this, we get fear. That fear because I'm not showing what he was seeing there, what is happening there. Of course that it's a confirmation, but as we can be manipulated by our own flesh, because we have to be careful, because we have a heart, we have a mind, we have our own taste. Sometimes the flesh can be tricked. So we ask God, please God, if this is the correct vision, if we are correct in discerning this, if this is your confirmation, please give us another confirmation. Because that's what God says, right? Ask and will be given. And as we were worshiping him with another song, God brought another vision. And God was showing someone that was putting people on a roller coaster car. You see, like that trains on a roller coaster. There was a lot of people being seated by that person on that car. It was a roller coaster. Had some curves and started going up, and the person that was having the vision, he had the feeling that something was wrong with that. There was an expression of evil on the person that was putting that person on that car, and the person that had the vision saw. He accompanied the climbing of that car until the top of the roller coaster, and suddenly it comes to start descending from that roller coaster. And when the car or train of the roller coaster start descending, he saw that the trail was not complete, and when the trail ends, there was a great abyss where all that people were going to be thrown out. So, saying this, as you understand now that when we have such a compromise of a God that is a live God with us, we must only be focused on the fear and the responsibility to serve this God. I don't have afraid of lobbies. I don't have afraid of the devil. I don't have afraid of soldiers or fake soldiers. I don't have afraid of drones. I fear God. And if God talked twice to us, confirming what we have to do, we will do it. You see, I don't care what you do with this information. I know that I wash my hands after this show. That's the only thing that I really care. Of course, I have pleasure to people be saved, be free, but when people choose to be slaves, to eat from the tables and the rest of men instead of accepting the invitation of the Holy Spirit, even if it's harder, but when they decide to sell their birthrights, spiritual birthrights, accepting the offerings of the enemy, when I go to bed, I don't think about them. I only think that I will not end on that abysm. I have another table to hit, and not the vomits of men or demons. So I would like to, I wanted to form this foundation for what you are going to hear here alive. You are going to hear with your own ears. Because when we say that we were on COT, when we say that Pastor Paul Bigley, if we can call him a pastor, is working against what God wants to be done, because our God, Yahushua from the Bible, he reprehends the apostles when they start promoting fear on those that did not understand the message of the kingdom. When they want to bring fire from the sky, they heard from our Lord, "What, you don't know what spirit you welcome. Don't do that." And when we have shows of 3 hours, and they call gospel what you are going to hear here, what you are going to hear here, and all the contradictions. When you see someone that says that serves Jesus the Christ and has all around him on photos Christ crucified on the cross, in the center of two of major masons constructions that are this fake Israelite nation, which flag has a Kabbalah symbol. It's a spell that shows who is ruling there now. And on the other side, the symbol and the flag of the United States, that was a nation constructed by Masonics. And we have Jesus the Christ crucified on someone that is preaching the gospel. My Holy Spirit alert starts becoming very red. But that, if that was not enough, you just need to hear the shows now, how they are now, the shows of Paul Bigley. I confess, I liked him in the beginning. It was something fresh. But he was deceived. Maybe he still wants to be deceived. But what he will not never have to say is that nobody warned him. There are a lot of people now warning him. But as always, we are the wolves. We are the bad guys. We are the terrorists. Because as you will know, and as you will hear, someone has infiltrated these ministries to steal the spirit, to replace it with the same spirit that God sent to the first king of Israel. Not David, the first one, who start caring only about his own image. It was God who sent it. And as you will see here, I am referring to that shadow figure called Michael all around the world, pretending to be an informer from inside of the US military, near his retirement, with a lot of great resources, promising thousands of listeners. But the only thing it does is to transfer the listeners to Paul Bigley's show. Paul Bigley is the only one who shut up the mouth of Michael in COT. When the show comes live, even if Michael is talking, he must retire.
Yeah.
Maybe a pre-retirement, because he talks a lot. He says that he is the guy who gets the phone when nobody wants to get. But when he gets the phone, nobody talks. And if you start questioning, you say that you will say that you are creating division. Well, that's the tactic. But he's the only one, Paul Bigley is the only one who has a higher position in COT, because all the other ministries that he was promising to reproduce live and give audience to them, like Pine Ridge Warriors, like the portal from Augusto Perez. When Michael was on, there were no place for Brother Mark, for Brother August. When Paul Bigley had a show on the same time, and they do the shows at the same time, they never fulfilled his word with them. Never. We check it. Even the Eggmans, they have the lucky to start 1 hour later, but even now they are being squeezed, because it's much more easier to enter the chat room now than before. I had the opportunity to say this via Skype to Joe Eggman. So they know what we are talking to you. They know. I promise that I will expose this. So, saying this, I will give you some background. I went there. I was invited at February by two elders that I keep in my heart. I really keep them in my heart, because they tell me things that I will not say here, because I will expose them. They are not in paradise there. They are not. They heard my testimony on Pine Ridge Warriors, and they were touched by the Holy Spirit to contact me, to make an audio, invited me to make an audio via Skype to record my history, and they were going to put on COT. On the day it was coming alive, Michael and the bigger one there, they stop it, and they reprimand them, saying that he didn't give the authority to do that. And nevermore my testimony was on there. I didn't have, you see. I understand that when we go to a place, there is an owner of that place. We should respect. Not be a slave, but respect. So I had respect. Inclusively, I had asked him, invited him to be on our show, he and another elders. Two of them, those that invite me to there, they came to our show. I have the file here. You just need to check it in February of this year. But there was something strange when I put the link of the Council of Time on our show. Again, the same elders that were coming wrote me almost 1 hour before the show to remove all the links from COT, because Michael had given an order. He doesn't want to be spread, because the reason was that he's near the retirement, so it could be hurtful to him. And I obeyed, of course. I didn't want to bring prejudice to him. I removed. And I brought that to brothers as guests, normal guests. They share their life. I didn't mention one time the name of the website. I will only talk about the gathering online. For my amazing, 2 weeks later, when Michael was on another show, the same guys that contact me to take off the link of COT were sharing all around the chat room, inviting all people to go there and see. And I was amazed, 2 weeks later. Maybe because that show had a lot of people, I don't know, but later I asked Michael on the chat room if he had retired already, and he gave me an answer live. He thought he was talking to one of his slaves, but he was wrong. With the despise, with that voice that you will hear, that you know, some of you already have experienced, that sir, he likes to be called sir, that's why we got connections here. And he said, no, Jose, I'm not retired. You see, I don't have to give you answers. He didn't say this, but he said it spiritually. Okay, I understand the message. After this, I start feeling that something was really behind. He was preaching something and people were feeling and bringing message to me like if they were on a pyramid. Very tight hierarchy, you see? Like if they were in fear of him. Each word he says, it's God's word. When he speaks, it's a Holy Spirit in presence. It's not a man. Yes, really. And I will show you here with audios that even Paul Bigley, he is confused with him. Let me start by showing something. Let's hear how Bigley treats himself on this show, okay? For you to have an idea of how great is the damage that is being done in the eyes of the sheep. Be by yourself, and I will comment after you hear, okay? Just hear it. This is the spot from his show when he presented himself.
I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Welcome to the Coming Apocalypse, an analysis of today's headlines and how Bible prophecy is unfolding before your very eyes. Please welcome now your host, an anointed preacher, radio talk show host, prophetic teacher who travels globally and has a genuine love for people, your pastor and mine. Please welcome Pastor Paul Bigley.
Okay, you've heard it. It's live. It's from today. He is your pastor, their pastor, and the girls who passed him. Before that, he quotes the scripture that whole dominion is given to someone. This is only the start, okay? Because as you know, some of you are more awakened than others. The enemy used subliminal programming sessions. I have exposed here that lots of deceptions and manipulations of the scriptures can only be possible because there is a group of buzzwords that are constantly repeated from the traditional church, calling the scriptures the word of God, as if the scriptures were Jesus himself, because they can manipulate the scriptures. It's proven. And when they get the word of God as a scripture, if they can manipulate and mislead you, removing the scripture from its context, they can control you. And if you talk, you talk against God, because God is the Bible. Even today I heard Paul Bigley saying, quoting all the first chapter and the first verses of the Gospel of John. In the beginning there was the Word, right? And in their program, we can say in the beginning there was a Bible, and without a Bible, nothing that was done could be done. You see, first was the Bible, the paper. And when we start decoding this, we can see why he has to death Christ after him. In the middle of two of Masonic constructions. Maybe he doesn't know. I don't believe he doesn't know. But let's give him some benefit of doubt. He doesn't know. But those who built this, they know what they are doing. They are not producing followers of Jesus Yahushua. They are producing followers of this pastor that I pass here the spotlight. His pastor is Paul Bigley. This girl follows Paul Bigley and teaches the others that it was giving all dominion to Paul Bigley. And as you will see, Paul Bigley, he doesn't say all lies. He says a lot of truths. But in the middle of the little truth he speaks, there is a lot of deception, fear-mongering. In 3 hours, you will hear 2.5 hours of bad news. He is the public relations. He and a lot of people here, not here, but on the net, are becoming the public relations of Satan. Even if they say, no, we are not. We are promoting people to be vigilant. Okay, one thing is to share. Another thing is to addict people to bad news. This is my question. We spent 8 hours, 10 hours on a job, mundane job, hearing bad words, bad news. When we go to home and to try to seek the ministries of the gospel, if they only can give us 2.5 hours of bad news, how will I heap something good for my spirit? Is this the gospel? Oh, okay. Jose is exaggerating. Okay. He just wants to talk bad. Okay. Let's go to the audios. You see, Paul Bigley, he spoke this word by his own word. This was spoken about the things that are happening now between Israel and Hamas. On the day, if I'm not mistaken, 21st of this month. I took this audio from there. The peace that the leader of the church that puts Christ hanging yet on the cross, that promotes peace, he creates this situation. And now all the people will feed his talks with this news. Okay? So let's hear what Paul Bigley said about the cowards that hide their identities. Let's hear.
I mean, to be quite honest with you, the Israeli soldiers would not even be in Gaza if Hamas doesn't fire 1,200 rockets at the Israeli people. And it shows you what kind of coward the Hamas is to hide behind their family members, to use them as human shields, and to wear, and they always wear the black ski mask over their faces. They don't want to show who they are. You know, if you have to hide your identity because of what you're doing, it's an evident fact that what you're doing isn't right. If you have to hide behind your mask, you have to hide behind your keyboard, if you have to hide behind your own words and deeds, then it's an evident fact that what you're doing is not right. And you see it all the time with these jihadists. They do it all the time. They're constantly, these criminal and murderous acts, and they don't want anybody to see them on camera. They don't want to be identified. Why? Because what they're doing is purely evil.
You heard the band, right? Everyone that hides his identity to hide his work behind a mask or a keyboard, it's the proof that he needs that what he is doing is evil. This is Paul Bigley words, not mine. Okay? This is Paul Bigley words. Should I pass again this? Please give me some feedback. Give me some feedback on the chat room if you need to hear this again. Should I pass again this audio? Because this is important for what comes next. All those that hide their faces behind masks. Okay, I will pass again. Just pay attention. It's not my voice, okay? This beautiful voice, it's not mine. Here we go.
I mean, to be quite honest with you, the Israeli soldiers would not even be in Gaza if Hamas doesn't fire 1,200 rockets at the Israeli people. And it shows you what kind of coward the Hamas is to hide behind their family members, to use them as human shields. And to wear, and they always wear the black ski mask over their faces. They don't want to show who they are. You know, if you have to hide your identity because of what you're doing, it's an evident fact that what you're doing isn't right. If you have to hide behind your mask, you have to hide behind your keyboard, if you have to hide behind your own words and deeds, then it's an evident fact that what you're doing is not right. And you see it all the time with these jihadists. They do it all the time. They're constantly, these criminal and murderous acts, and they don't want anybody to see them on camera. They don't want to be identified. Why? Because what they're doing is purely evil.
Let me just say, Paul Bigley, you are right on that. You see, when you want, you spread truth. I completely agree with you that those that hide behind a keyboard, behind a face, that make hostage other people, they're using abuse of their powers, they are evil. They don't like to be know what they are doing. I agree, you see how this man can knows how to preach truth. The problem, my brothers and sisters, the problem is on what we are going to hear now. Because 2 days after, someone was invited to go there. And this man that you will hear is an exception, because he is a sir. He is called Michael around the corners, sorry, the world. And he promised Paul Bigley thousands of servers, millions of listeners. So, you will hear how things can change on this God's kingdom. Just depends who approach hiding behind their masks, their keyboards. Let's hear. This is a little bit long, but you will not wait. You will not want to lose this. This will be 11 minutes of pure gospel of Paul Bigley and Michael around the world from Council of Time. Here we go.
Set up that if guys like me, people who are really wanting to get the job done, they're priced out of the market. It's absolutely insane. But God said, that's all right. I'll make a way where there seems to be no way. I will. I see your heart. I know what you're doing. I know you're for real. I want that message out there, and I will make a way. I will bring you connections. The things will come to pass, and the word, the gospel will go out. And Mike, so when you're building a network outside of that, pathways outside of that, it will make a difference in that last days, in the end times. There will be souls. There will be people who will get Jesus in their heart because they had one broadcast. They heard one message about Jesus. It caught them at the right moment, and lives will change. And so we just push on. We're going to push on. In Jesus,
that's right.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. I want to say one thing about this, about your identity that you can't allow, you can't make known at this time. And people will be a little skeptical over that for some point, till you are able to reveal that. And at that point, you will be able to, and that will probably soothe whatever folks have that's a little bit, concerned about it, or skeptical is the word you're using.
Some will. But either way, you know what? It's because of work relations. I can't do that yet because of work relations. It'll make things difficult. And so it's better if I'm out of the game, so to speak, and I'll do it. Like I said, there are some who already know me in person, and but they won't discuss that. You'll probably know me before anybody else will. But, you know, they keep it in confidence. And I just don't get into the games that people play. You know, we don't know you, we can't trust you, that's fine. But they can't stop the ministry. Your ministry is going out everywhere, and we're going to keep doing it. And I believe in having an archive, Pastor, because I know that if something happens, people can't access the Internet. It's going to be controlled, so you have to have archives of PDFs and Bibles and databases and everything else they can still access.
Right. That's wonderful. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, Mike, let me ask you another question here. We don't want to get into why planes are falling or what's going on in war, because some of that's sensitive material. But there is, without question, an uneasiness in the world. There is a mistrust among nations now. There seems to be, it just seems like, you know, shutting off people's air traffic, shutting off people's bank accounts, trying to put major sanctions on one another between now Europe, the EU, the Russians, the Americans, you know, the Middle East. This is part of the rise of the New World Order, is to create a lot of chaos. The beast is trying to create mankind in a state of chaos at each other's throats. You can feel it coming. I wonder if it did the same thing during World War II. I mean, did the same thing rise up about that same time? Or is this much more greater and more, is this more intense?
Well, you know what, Pastor, this is, we live in strange days, and if people look at the leaders, it would appear that they just don't care, and those who do care are leaving. Those who have absolutely care about things that are going on. They're just leaving. But even to the major leadership, too many are turning their back on serious things.
Yeah, I know. We don't have to go into that, but I know. It's like they don't even, it doesn't even matter. These are huge, serious issues. You know, when I was talking about what's happening to the Christians in Iraq and Mosul, how the Christians were beheaded, murdered, robbed, raped, killed, and then run out of the entire city, and then robbed as they go out the door, shoved into the wilderness with nothing but the clothes on their back. Then when they got done doing that to the Christians, now they turned to the women within of the Muslims, the Muslim women, and said, now, we're going to mutilate you. Now you're going to do this thing never ends. The evil never ends. You can't turn your back on some of this.
Right. But they, you know, it's almost like they know something else is going. When the leadership stops caring, they're focused on something else.
Yeah.
And they're just appeasing their audience. They're just satisfying the audience, which is the public, with nonsense. All the while, something else is going on that they're not explaining to anybody.
Right. Well, we know there's a lot going on, you know, not only with world events as far as planes crashing and wars and those kinds of things, but we also know that the Earth is going through a major transformation, major issues when we talk about animal death, kill, you know, large amounts of animals dying everywhere, sinkholes opening up everywhere, big holes, you know, the Euphrates River's drying up, the Nile River's drying up, Lake Erie's way down, droughts in California, droughts in Texas, droughts and locusts in Madagascar, and look at the flies up there in Wisconsin. I mean, and Ebola is loose, and the bubonic plague. Oh, can I ask you, Mike? Do you have anything you can tell us about that 30,000 people in China? They sealed off a city? What? Are we not, is there something we need to know?
You know what I heard about that, Pastor, and I tell you, I myself, I'm still looking for the CDC centers, mobile centers, to be put up in the U.S. in certain places. I'm looking for that because at that point we know that some of the diseases are out of control. To quarantine a city like that in the U.S. Would be to institute martial law in that city.
And that's what, you know, China's doing to that city right now. Nothing can go in and nothing can come out. 30,000 people, there is, you know right now, there is Chinese soldiers, armored tanks and vehicles and big guns all the way around that city. You know that has to be there.
That's right. And you know what? People often, they can sense some type of martial law is going to take effect. Number one, because of the violence. Even Jesus said violence has to increase in the world. Offenses must come into this world. And as this continues, it will be an upheaval of people against people. But a control mechanism would be put in place. The question is, how will they do it? Well, with all the diseases popping out, whether deliberately set or not, that could certainly make a doorway to institute some type of martial law for several cities.
Absolutely. And you know, I can't help it. We've got people everywhere. I get pictures sent to me on Facebook, to my private email. Heidi gets pictures sent to her of armored vehicles sitting in little towns, little cities, all over America. Her and I were driving through the country. There's a little town in Indiana called Kirkland, Indiana. There isn't 400 people there. I know there's not. We went through there one day, and there was three armored vehicles sitting there. And then later I went back again, like a month later, there was still one there. Okay? This military presence. This seems to be happening everywhere. I'm not even talking, you know, it's just this spirit of, what's going on? I mean, it's like there's a preparation going on, some type of martial law preparation, because something's going to get revealed, and when it does, it's going to create a panic. I don't know what that something is, but you just can feel this. And
yeah, I have that feeling, too.
People need Jesus right here, because, folks, when it gets ugly, and it's getting ugly, you only, you know what, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You have to have it right here, you know?
Yeah, Pastor, I think you said it. When something is revealed, some people may have heart attacks just entertaining the thought, but it's good for people to enjoy the Lord now and get to know Him now and concentrate on Him now, not everybody else, because we're accountable for ourselves. We are accountable for ourselves. And if we concentrate more on Jesus Christ and walking in His prescribed way of life, there are going to be a great many things we won't have a bad conscience toward. But people should also know that this, whatever spirit's been released into this world, is growing. Pastors are going to be families that are going to start breaking apart. Hatred's going to pop up from nowhere. Because when the wheat and the chaff are separated, it's a real separation. It's a real identity that's going to be, the hatred that people have hid for so long will surface. It will surface. They can no longer hold it back. And it's popping out all over the place.
The only way to get rid of it is just this. You have to give it to Jesus. You have to be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. You can't go around pretending you're saved and hiding the wickedness or the evil or the revenge or the anger in your heart. It will come out. You have to be cleansed. You need to be washed. You need to be set free of these things so that you can walk in the love of God. That's the honest truth. That's the only thing that's going to work. A clean hand and a pure heart is going to see God. You got to get there, folks. You can if you give it all to Him. If you give it all to Him. Mike?
Amen.
God bless you, but I'm going to let you go. I feel like I need to give people a chance to pray.
Okay, Pastor. God bless you, and God bless everybody else, even those who don't like me. God bless you, too.
And now let's meditate. Now let's meditate while I am regurgitating some vomits that I was blessed just hearing these 11 minutes of pure gospel of the Christ of Paul Bigley and Michael around somewhere. All on the island, I don't know, he's everywhere, he knows everything. He even knew when Brother Auguste Perez and the prophet Ephraim Reis, they told that there is a judgment, impending judgment over Puerto Rico and United States East Coast. He even knew the time frame where the waves were coming. There were people. They leave their homes because he said that in a question of 1 month, 3 weeks, the waves start coming. Hey, people, you better believe it. Paul Bigley is your pastor. And Michael around the world is the prophet of God. You know what? The time frame passed and nothing come to be. And now we have those persons contacting people like me, leaving COT, blaming everyone who was deceived and still deceived by these guys, like if they were equal to them, just because they know everything, because he has a third title, Paul Bigley opened an exception on those cowards that hide behind the keyboard. You see? Because the most important thing to these servants of God, it's not Christ. It's his career. It's his retirement. If he is something that he says he is. I don't believe. I don't, and a lot of people that are here don't. And much more will not believe him any more after this. I brought you their own words, not mine. This is an example, a small example, how edifies how edificant it is to hear these guys. Their God is so amazingly graceful, that the only thing he has to offer is what you heard. You better enjoy Jesus now, because you never know. So before I throw out the rest of the vomit that we have heard, let's purify ourselves with a song from not the Pastor Paul Bigley, those that are selling mug of coffee for $9. It's interesting because this guy, Michael Around the World, he gets his inspiration probably in some dark stuff. I was checking on the internet about Council of Time, and I get this wonderful news. So I will share here some links if it, then you want to check it. But maybe you will understand by reading these links. This is a Council of Time from Britain. It was a book of science fiction. It has a lot of dark stuff, has inspiration. They know everything, these dark lords. They know, they control time. And they will control your time if you believe in them, you see? So it's just for those that who likes to go deep and be prepared. So, brothers and sisters, don't drink from their mugs. Drink from the cup of grace of Yahushua Jesus the Christ. And let's rejoice now to recover our communion with the one pastor that we all have in common. And that for sure is not Paul Bigley and his dead God. I'll be right back. Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. All glory, all praise to Jesus who gave his life for each sinner that we have, and let the blessings of the Holy Spirit touch all hearts, even Paul Bigley's heart, even Michael's heart. Let the Holy Spirit be victorious against all dark powers that try to resist the truth. You see, brothers, for being true follower of Jesus Christ, we have to follow their commandments. So I will bring here another witness. Some will be live. Some will come later on another show, and I will share with you the contributions of humble people, humble servants that nobody knows. But you see, these guys are real. They have faces. They have homes. They have channels on YouTube. And they even are veterans from the military. So they know what they speak. And they come with this faith to show and to share, first than me, the truth. I leave the link here. This is from our brother, Stand in the Light. His name is Todd. He was one of the first who took stones because he loved more the truth. So it's more than fair that I give him this honor to tell people, you have a witness here, a military, ex-military, the veteran, and he was the first to say that it was impossible to Michael be who he claims to be. Okay, you have more here, what this great warrior of God has done to awake his brothers. And you can even imagine how much stones it took because he gave his face against this pack of wolves. But you see, bigger is the one who he is with our brother. And another person, very dear to me, that has already exposed Michael and his gang. She will be here now. Her name is Elizabeth McKee. She has a blog talk radio called Tribulation News. And she exposed Michael around the world and took a lot of stones. You see, this is the blessing. Maybe I cannot agree with Elizabeth in everything, but in one thing we believe in common. We hate the liars. We hate the deception. And the love for Christ is bigger than any human alliance that we have. That's why she decided to take stones. So as you can see, I am making here all that is necessary for you to stand on the words, okay? The scriptures. There are 2 and 3 witnesses. I can bring more, but you will hear from his own words, her own words, in the last 15 minutes that we have. She will tell you what happened to her on Council of Time. And she has a faith. She has a blog talk radio. She has a blog. You can contact her. It's not like someone that is all around the world and nowhere. You see? And if you talk, if you try to question this shadow figure, you are bringing division to someone that it's not even real. How can we divide something that it doesn't have a face? How can we hurt someone that he hides cowardly behind doors or keyboards or masks? Well, but he has a title, sir. He comes from the Council of Time's Lord. He drinks from the cup of destiny with Paul Bigley, the pastor of pastors. Well, let me shut up, because I think it's time for giving the word, or I will become head Michael. Brother, sister Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine. I am blessed by the truth of the Holy Spirit, and I know that our Father has touched you. So, sister, you are free to tell us and try to stay calm, to share a little bit of your story there on that blessed camp of imprisonment called Council of Time.
Well, when I was invited to Council of Time, I was one of the very few in the beginning of when it was first created, the select few. There was maybe 3 or 4 in the chat room when I first started. And immediately, I was already rebuking and correcting him. And I think I was a part of the chat room maybe 6 months. Maybe a year, I'm not entirely sure how long, because it's a bad memory and I don't want to remember it. But I was constantly rebuking and correcting him because scripture was being taken out of context, and that aggravated me much. And while I was doing that, people were still hanging on all of Michael for Life, or Michael all around the world, everything he had to say. They, as Todd said, they were worshiping him. And they were. And I refused to take part. What?
How do they call them there?
They call him Mike. In the chat room, they usually just call him.
Well, I got some sirs there. Sir Michael, you see? that maybe you were not there anymore, but maybe it was an upgrade on his humility. But please go on.
Yeah, that was probably after I got kicked out.
Okay.
So I did that for months and months and months on end, and I invited Todd and one other person that was one of my listeners, and he's still there as far as I know. And it's just from what I've heard since then, things have greatly become much worse. But before I got kicked out, this was the incident that caused me to get kicked out. I was seeing that Sir Mike, whatever you want to call him, that he was talking about the Nephilim, saying, oh, they'll come in green colors, and these are the ones that talk about the ones that make war, and then you have the orange, and they, I forget what they do, and then you have the pink, the green, the red, and I, you know, being the transparent person I am, I laughed at him in the chat room. I said, you're wrong. I have seen Nephilim at my door, and they were blue. And I felt evil grip my heart, and I went to God, and I asked for him to protect me, and he did. Mm-hmm. And besides saying scripture, and after 10 to 15 minutes, each time that they came, they left. So after that incident, probably 2 weeks later, after that point, I just stopped interacting and I just started observing. I got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I was missing my friends that were in there, and which were quite a few at that time. And then after I left, from what I heard from others, they all turned against me, from what I heard. So that's their choice, but I'm praying for them, as well as everyone else that is deceived, and it's just really sad what took place and continues to take place with that chat room. But
you see, sister, sorry, just let me energize something here. Well, what I know and the people that I have there that are still trying to make something good there, and I have people that I care a lot. He knows this. She knows this. And I get information that they can't share everything they pass there, see? Because it could be worse for them. So we need to understand that sometimes people are so deceived that they get involved, and then they must take some time, some strategy to be free. And not everyone like us has the power or the grace to live as we left. But he said that you were a minor case in Kingdom's God, right? He said it live.
I caught half of that. What again?
I guess that I heard you on your show saying that he told to his followers to treat you as a minor case on God's kingdom, right?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Well, but I have a news for Michael. God resists him that is so great on kingdom that now he is exposed. And he will be more if he doesn't repent. Because I will bring more people here. And you that are a minor case are being blessed by our Holy Father for your courage. You are not alone. You will never be alone. And you have endured. And this is your night. It's your blessing from the Jesus, our Lord. You are worthy of people knowing that you were one of the first. It was ostracized, attacked by spiritually by those new age things that they are promoting there, because they are promoting the agenda and creating controlled opposition. There's nothing more than man words. Okay, they are paid support by the same establishment that divides and sells weapons to both sides of war. So this is the truth. They are hijacking the gospel to make people that try to follow Jesus Christ mislead and throw them on an abyss that God has shown us. Okay? So please, it's interesting because the vision that I share here, at the beginning, people were thinking they were going to have fun because it was a roller coaster. They thought it was safe. But at the end, it was a trap. You see how great is our God. So, in 2 minutes, please, tell us about that history of the fake live fire section with helicopters that Michael, all around the helicopters, pretend using a video from YouTube from an helicopter scene of battle and pretending he left his micro on, and people start getting pray for him for his life. Give us some insight on this.
With that YouTube video that Todd put together, we discussed this on our own time, of course, but basically what Todd experienced was him confirming to me what I experienced. And it was not only edifying to know that I wasn't alone with what I experienced in that chat room, but it was obviously a bittersweet thing because people are still being deceived, and I feel sorry for them. But I'm thankful for what Todd did because he played for me or sent me the audio that he discusses in his videos, and it was like a light bulb went off more so at that point. And I realized that, okay, well, I got that confirmation from another brother. That's what I needed after what happened to me. And after what happened to me, I actually felt relieved to no longer be in that chat room because I didn't want to be deceived. And then once Todd showed me what he did, confirmed it all the more. And ever since then, I've been encountering other brothers and sisters that have come out of that chat room and joined Stand in the Light. And it's been a blessing. So there is hope for those who are deceived, but definitely take it all to the Lord and test the spirits. Not everything out there is true. Put everything against Scripture.
Okay. So, sister, I thank you for being a witness, because we have to follow our Lord's commandments, right? So we are following his instructions. All the people that heard this, they now have something in hand. They will not say that they were not warned, that they could not check, that nobody warned, that God didn't send someone to help them. So, if you want to stay, you are free. If you want to believe someone who does not have a faith, you are free to do it. If you are receiving some blessings from this guy and you enjoy it, please, you have your right to do it. But don't ask. And each time you use scripture to mislead the flock, to promote fear, where God Jesus said, do not fear of these things when they will come. Every time they use the Bible, they call the Word of God, they call them the Bible Jesus, to deception. You will have to hear us. You are a group, a and we are a group. Our group is growing. Your group is going down. Because our God is greater than the God of Paul Bibi that is hanged on the cross. And our God walks all around the world at the same time, looking for those like Elizabeth and Todd and a lot of people here that love the truth, that want to live not in darkness, not hiding, but want to live with his face up, because they are sinners that were washed by the blood and life of Jesus the Christ, Yahushua. So, Elizabeth, thank you once again. Please put again your link on the chat room for people to know what you are doing. So people know there is another watchman, in this case a watchwoman, that is loving the truth, and much more will come to this side of the battle. God bless you, brothers in arms. God bless you, Todd. God bless you, everybody. Please contact me, Todd, or I will contact you. And much more battles will come. I hope that other watchmen, real watchmen, that are hearing or will hear this show, will enjoy to participate on the right side of the battle. And help us. Help us, please, because we need your help. Help us to share the truth. Invite the real servants of Jesus Christ and promote them, not the cowards that hide behind a keyboard like Paul Bigley said. God bless you, Elizabeth. Thank you for your presence. God bless you all, brothers and sisters. See you on next show. Bye-bye.
A storm on the rise, look around, you can't deny, this is the hour of heaven's time. Armies gather in the east for the war that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. Life and walk with the sun. Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry. Christ will rise and join him in the sky, and even unbelievers will see God. God has answered Jerusalem's cry. God has answered Jerusalem's cry.